Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is, you know what annoys me about the Ryder Cup? Is like, everybody that goes to the Ryder Cup is going to make a point to... They're not going to like brag about it, like on social media, they'll take a picture or whatever, but they're all going to buy a shirt and they're going to overwear it like they did with the U.S. Open when it was here. Everywhere I went, everybody's got their U.S. Open cup shirts on. Oh, okay, you went. Good for you. I didn't go. Thanks. What doesn't annoy me, Tim?
That's true. That is true. At certain days, things get you.
Yeah.
So that gets you. No, I think a lot of... the attendance is a little bit of a social media selfie kind of look where I'm at.
Well, I don't mind that. It's just like when people, you know, all summer, then every time you go golf, they're wearing their, this is the shirt I got at the U.S. Open. Oh, you went to the U.S. Open. Oh, yeah, didn't I tell you? Yeah, it was a great time.
Well, and you get the folks that now are suddenly into golf. Now they... Yeah, there. Brees on DeCumbo. he's my favorite. You know,
I remember you getting mad in 17.
I was griping last night about the golf.
Because you're like, all of a sudden we're a golf station.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay, but what percentage of the sports population is really, really into pro golf?
I don't know. It was here.
That's just the question.
Aaron Hills is a stone's throw away.
That's right.
Is Whistling it Aaron Hills Straight, or Whistling, Whistling Straits this time, but right. That's just, you know, that's just a lawn dart away.
I don't know. Just saying. Brewers get no love.
I want to talk to you about the Brewers. Let me talk to you specifically about last night quick. Last night, Christian Yelich gets walked, okay? And so Pablo Reyes is up. And Pablo Reyes is the option because Jackie Bradley pinch ran for Vogelbach the inning prior. Did Craig Counsell think ahead and think that if I need a pinch hitter, I'd rather have Pablo Reyes over Jackie Bradley?
No, I think that's the way it played out. That's what you had to do. I mean, you use Yelich, you were taking a shot there, and, you know, they walked him.
All right, I was trying to drum up some controversy.
No.
Bradley's hitting 0.52 this month. So,
yeah, no, he's been really bad.
I was reading Will Salmon's article on The Athletic about a projected NLDS roster because, you know, we've been looking at this too on the show, and we keep assuming 13-13 pitchers and hitters. He went 12-14, keeping 14 hitters, keeping Jackie Bradley Jr., but then that would be JBJ over Pablo Reyes. And I get it, like, hey, he pinch ran and he's a defensive replacement, but I don't know, man. I don't know if that justifies a roster spot. I'm still on the fence if they bring him on or not.
I agree with you, and I'm on the fence a little bit, but I'm a slight lean toward him making the playoff roster, JBJ. So we have to remember the pitching, Bart, allows you maybe the additional roster spot. The pitching, you know, it's Woody Burns and Peralta. They're going to do what they've done the last couple of nights. It's going to be six innings, five, six, seven innings. That's what it's going to be. And they'll hold this team into a baseball game. And then it gets, you know, really, I feel pretty good about even if you had to go to your pen in the fifth, which, I doubt they will. Chances are against that. But if you had to go into the fifth with your bullpen, Strickland, Cousins, Box, Williams, Hader, you feel really good. So this comes down to offense. You know this, right? This is all on the offense. I'd be shocked if the pitching were the reason why they would lose the NLDS.
No, it won't be. And I think that's where people are a little concerned with this two-game series. I mean, you can look back. They really couldn't score against the Tigers. And the Cubs, I mean, they scored against the Cubs just fine. But two runs the other night and then one run last night. And I think tonight is, you know, in the ebb and flow of a season, I think tonight's a big game. I think a lot of people are going to be into the game tonight to check out, like, okay, well, what's going on here? Why haven't we clinched by now? What's going on with the Cardinals? They've won 10 in a row. Thankfully, we've got our hero, Brett Anderson, on the mound. So get there early if you want to see the starting pitcher, because he ain't going to last long. So I do think tonight's kind of a big game. We're not worried about the Central, right? That they still we're not there yet, right?
No, not at all. That's coming. But on the offensive side, here is a good spin, a good positive spin job on this thing. If offense is generally speaking,
you know, running, I like a good spin job.
Okay, don't we all? If offenses are running in cycles. Generally speaking, they run in cycles. You get hot, then you cool off a little bit, then you get hot. Okay, they're in their cool-off period. They're 2-5 in their last seven games. In those five losses, the Brewers have scored a total of 8 runs in those five losses. Okay, so let's fast forward a little bit. 11 games, a week and a half left. It might be time that the offense does just start, you know, doing an uphill climb. And the timing might be really good for this. You'd have hate to have had this in the postseason where you're scoring 8 runs in a 5-game span or late in the season. I think they'll put it together. I agree with Council last night when he said, you know, the big inning's coming, the big number's coming. It is.
Well, you can't have two games like this in the NLDS or you're down 0-2.
Yeah.
And it's a 5-game series. So I think people are still very optimistic, very excited about the postseason, but I do think just the fact that it's the Cardinals and we thought the Cardinals were dead. They were 69-68 at one point, and now they're 80-69, including a 10-game win streak, which we thought that last series because Vogelbach hit the grand slam, and you're like, all right, that's it. Cardinals season is over. Cardinals devil magic. Not this year, baby, but just like devil magic, just when you count it out, here they are again, very comfortably with the lead for that second wildcard spot.
The way to beat the Cardinals and to stop this thing right now, it starts in that – well, this is a no-brainer. It starts in the first inning. What I mean by that is if you win the first inning and you get up on them and after one inning of play, I think they're dead in that game. Because look what they do. They put the pressure on you immediately. 9-pitch walk to start the game. Yesterday, day before in game one, you have two outs. They're cruising, base hit, 2-run homer, boom. They're up 2-0 going into the second. Last night, up 1-0 going into the second. Just win the first inning tonight. Brett Anderson puts up a 0 in the first inning. You feel so much better about this game. They'll get there. I just think that the timing of the offense is going to turn around here. That might be dialing in perfect. However, the question would be, Yelich is on another bad run, Bart. I mean, I know you're tracking this thing in the month of September.
Every day I do.
Hitting 203, and he's just back into the, you know, soft contact and pounding the ball into the ground, rolling over on it. I guess he's not striking out as much, but, I mean, he needs to get it together, and the timing of that might be right. But I applaud Council. He was batting fifth the other day. A little bit surprising to me.
I thought about you right away.
Yeah, a little bit surprising on that for me. But the reward for Yelich to make sure that he's in a position to succeed is just so good for this team. It's so high. Just hopefully, you know, he's going to flip the switch. And I hope we don't have to have this conversation about Christian Yelich in the offseason or heading into next year, but it looks like we are.
John is on the east side. And he wants to talk. You want to talk golf?
Sure. Good morning there, fellas.
Morning.
Let's talk golf. There is a lot of us that do like professional golf. But as well as, you know, the Packers, Brewers, and Bucks. What I wanted to pose out there, a question, an interesting topic. What would you think if they paired Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau as a combo as a team for the best ball?
See, Tim, you can answer that question.
No clue. I don't even know. Are these the guys that hate each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're the two guys that.
See, we can do open like sports talk phone lines about golf.
They're the Machado and Tatis of golf, or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know much about pro golf. If I gamble on it, then I'm into it. If I don't, I couldn't tell
you.
Well,
what do you think, John?
I think that would be great. That would really be interesting. I mean, I don't know what the field is about, but I think that would be a great story, and that might shake it up a little bit. I like to see the U.S. team win the Ryder Cup this year, being that it's here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it would mean a lot to me too, John. Thank you for the call here as we talk Brewers with Tim Allen. But if you want to call
golf.
In and talk golf.
Yeah. That's wide open to that.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. It's our ninth hole at 9 show here on The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler.
ninth hole with Bart Winkler.
With club caddy Tim Allen.
There you go.
You ever listen to golf shows on the radio?
I have, yeah.
Oh, they're terrible. It's like,
well,
it's like.
Like the content's terrible or.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing to talk about.
The content or the hosts.
Well, the host can't do anything because there's no content to work with. I mean, we can't all be fairy here. It's like, all right, good morning. Another pleasant day. We would love to get out of here and hit the links. But, Tim, when you think of this weather, like, what hole comes to mind? What course really challenges you on a windy day?
Well, it's a Jack Nicklaus-designed course, and it's played fairly well. There's a lot of hazards involved, so you're going to have to be at the top of your game.
And if you guys want to call in and tell us your favorite golf memory with your dad, that would be great. 414.
Now that I would do.
799-1250. when's the first? I understand we have a caller on the line. His name is Bart Winkler. Bart, let's go to Bart. How are you? Hey, guys. When I was 15, I faked a hole-in-one at a golf course and was banned there
That's
for 5 years.
You did, didn't you?
You want to talk about that? I pulled a ball out of a cup and said, I did it, I got a hole-in-one, and Marshall saw me, and then they told the clubhouse, and I got a standing ovation in the clubhouse.
Did you get your name in the paper?
And I got my name in the paper.
Oh, my God, you took it that far?
And then I went with it for 2 days, and my parents didn't believe me. And I finally confessed to him, and then my dad called the golf course, and I had to go back to the golf course and get yelled at.
Here's what I don't get about golf, amateur golf. So you go out with your buddies or whatever, you do a round on Saturday morning or some evening, and it turns out that basically all of them take mulligans and sort of cheat.
I golf with 3 balls in my pocket, and I take my best shot. I do best ball with myself.
I think I did an hour on this one show a few years ago, and I was stunned. I was educated. Like I said, I don't know much about golf. But even, you know, like, you just go out with your buddies. I got a six. Four. Put me down as four. Really? And that's okay?
Well, yeah, it's a gentleman's game.
That's what I hear. That's what I learned that
day.
Yeah,
put me down as four. But God forbid you wear blue jeans on the course.
Right.
Let me just use the old foot wedge.
And shouldn't it be where the other guy keeps the score for the other guy?
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't keep your own score.
Well, it's a gentleman's game.
It's a drinking game. You can't be expected to remember the other guy's score.
Okay.
Hey, guys, can we just agree?
He's chopping weeds in the woods over
can
here.
Can we just agree that a bad day on the course is better than a good day at the office?
Listen to that.
Can we just agree? And I like golf. Golf culture does bother me.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
A little bit like everybody. Like, what did you wear at the Ryder Cup, Jeff, yesterday?
Honestly,
yeah,
the same clothes I got on now.
Oh my God!
Good. I mean, good for
just,
you.
See, why am I not shocked with this industry? Just right there is an example.
Timmy,
what's wrong with that?
I walked eight miles yesterday. You're lucky I got
so
out
Jeff's,
of bed.
Jeff's wearing black jeans and a black, like, what are you wearing?
Megadeth? Motorhead.
Sure. Motorhead.
Oh my God, you don't need a reason to have good hygiene, people.
Tim, the day is young. I'm still sober. I got plenty of time to take a shower.
I know you, Bart, you and I have talked about this, and you're just as guilty.
I don't smell yet,
Timmy.
What
do you mean?
Like, do you shower every day before you go to work?
I shower every day, but not before the show.
Okay, see, that's where, gosh.
Tim, I work in the morning.
So?
In a sight unseen. No one sees me. And the only guy I see today is in a different room.
Oh, well, okay. To each their own.
I
figured you, of all people, would, especially these days, would have the utmost of hygiene.
Because of COVID?
I'm just saying.
I'm not taking a shower because of COVID.
He made me wipe myself off in Lysol wipes.
Yeah. I make Jeff wear a face shield and a mask when he comes near me.
Okay, so maybe I'm missing the boat here. Gentlemen, 414-799-1250. Is it okay to just not shower in the morning before you start your day?
And
then just, I'll just do it later. Twice a day.
I shower every day. I don't know what...
It makes me feel good. I just reset my day. It's, you know, I start my day. I reset my day. It's just,
you do a show at 6 in the morning. You ain't showering every day.
Every day. Without question. I'd roll in there with my eyes half open if I didn't.
Well, that's what coffee's
kind of wakes you up, sharpens you up a little bit. You feel good. You look good. You feel good.
You say that now, week two, instead of coffee, you'd be doing a shot of tequila instead of the shower.
Yeah.
Go wash yourself. I mean, you know, like you're, I don't know. I don't want to get graphic here, but.
The Sean O'Connell chiming in, 414-799-1250. We're getting phone calls here. That must mean we're doing
well.
Yeah,
I want to know this, because maybe I'm missing the boat on this. Is this a new thing that you just, depending on the situation, you don't need to shower today.
I wanted to break down more of the Yelich in the five hole, but...
That.
I'm on team franchise when it comes to showers, Tim.
Guys, I shower. This is the what the hell?
Right. I'm not casting stones as far as what you're doing, Bart. I would never do that. I love you, pal. However, I have encountered people who have very unique bathing habits, and when they do feel when they need to shower, like Tim, I'm with you. Yeah, I will shower every day. It's part of my wake-up procedures. But I also, when I was in the military, I had a guy on my fire team where after physical training, if he thought he didn't sweat, he thought he didn't need to take a shower, which is mind-blowing. And then, you know, it's just everybody's a little bit different, and I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with you go nose blind to yourself, I guess is a term. You don't really smell your own funk, which might be part of the problem.
Well, the swass down there and
swass,
the whatnot and swamp hut and Fumunda cheese is.
But I'm not gonna. I'm like you, Sean. I'm not gonna
Tim,
judge these guys.
Some, do you want some Fumunda cheese?
I'm going to give you my opinion. I don't understand it, but hey, they're going to do what they do. Now, there are shows that come in after these gentlemen, not Bart and Jeff. I'm just saying, just in general, say you worked in closed quarters and you didn't shower, and you went, you know, and then the other guy's got to come in and use your cubicle or use your workspace or, well, in this case, a studio.
Yeah, Sam. And that is the thing. And when I was training a lot of jujitsu, there would be younger men who, you know, maybe they only wash their gi once a month, and yeah, it was no fun.
I wash my gi every time I shower, so let's not start that rumor.
It's yours. You can wash it as long as you want.
And use as much soap as you need.
All right, Sean.
All right, bye, Sean.
Oh, what?
Do you have something else?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, and Tim, this kind of goes to your, you are both a sports guy and a musician. I have a quick question about Carrie Underwood's song for the Sunday Night Football. Do you hear Joan Jett, I Hate Myself for Loving You, when you hear that, her song? Is that a ripoff?
No, it's a cover. It's on purpose.
That's the parody of that song.
That's not on accident.
Okay,
that riff is cool.
I thought it was.
I've been hate myself for loving you. I don't take a shower before 2.
Okay, all right. So it is intentional. All right, cool.
Yeah.
And shout out to Nick.
Wake up Sunday night. The boys will play. We're gonna give CTE today. Big hits and taunting no longer allowed. Everyone get COVID in the big giant crowd. Waiting all day for Sunday night. Do-do-do-do on NBC. Al Michaels here. Ordinary Joe. Chris, if you could have your life, would you change it? I've asked you this every game now for 3 straight games. All right, Sean.
Take care, fellas.
Bye, Sean.
See ya. Did you watch Ordinary Joe the other night?
No.
The guy, he lives 3 different lives. One, he's a musician. One, he's a nurse. And one, he's a fireman.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he's like, it's...
Was it good?
I didn't watch it.
This is why I love this segment every Wednesday. It's exactly why I do. I'm not kidding.
Why?
It's because there's just no pressure. It's just talking to you, Bart.
There's no pressure.
Right.
Just wash your gi.
Just wash your gi.
Yep. We can talk about golf.
Kevin wants to talk to us from the Hill. What's up?
Hey, guys. Well, I'll give you 4 reasons why you shouldn't shower.
4?
1, you save more energy. True. Water waste. 2, you clean off the microbiome. Your skin has microbes and things that help protect you, and if you overshower, you're destroying that ecosystem. 3, you dry out your skin. Mm-hmm. And 4, the next time you go to Europe, you won't have an issue.
I've heard all of those things.
So I think it's healthier. I've showered less, and I feel like I've been healthier more.
So how often do you shower?
I shower once a week.
Whoa! Okay.
Do you work out? I'm assuming you work out because you seem protective of your body.
Yeah, I do work out, yoga, walking, and things like that. But I've even noticed that less showering. Like I said, it's more healthy, and I'm not a big sweat. I don't sweat a lot, and I don't work in an environment where, like, if I was a painter or something, I worked around chemicals. Yeah, I can see you showering for that. And if you're going to shower in cold, not in hot.
Wow. You'd be better off. Okay. Did you do realize that we had like the hottest summer known to the common man here for a while? This year was like in the 90s and.
I do, but if you get, I'm telling you, you can condition your body not to, you know, not to always have to shower. You'll get used to it. And
is this Aaron Rodgers?
I don't drink scotch like Aaron, but I like my old fashioned. So
nice,
Tim. If you don't agree with Kevin here, you're against science, Tim.
Yeah, well, you're against science.
There might be some truth to what he's saying.
Are you
don't
against
know.
Science?
Anti-science.
You know what, Tim? You're a good person. I'm going to float my. I have two conspiracy theories. Did you know my clone conspiracy theory? Did I tell you about this?
Uh-uh.
Remember when they cloned Dolly the sheep? In 96, they cloned a sheep?
Yeah, I do.
Remember that?
I don't.
And everyone's like, oh, no, cloning. Can you clone humans? And then we just haven't talked about cloning since?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
That's it?
I feel like they've been cloning people this whole time and not telling us.
Maybe. I think Madison was on the cutting edge of, didn't they clone cows or something up there?
I don't know. Now they're like, I was reading an article this morning that cows, there's a shortage on everything. So there's a cow shortage and a meat shortage. So they're trying to beef up cows so they have double the meat. And these cows look like bodybuilders. They got like calves on their calves because we don't have enough cows. So they're like genetically engineering these cows to look like the Hulk.
Well, just make sure they don't shower and they'll be healthier.
I think there was a weather conspiracy this year because there were a lot of days where the weather people are like, yeah, no, it's nice. It's 78 degrees. I go outside. My body knows 78 degrees. It was not 78 degrees. I'm thinking there was a 10-degree weather fudge throughout the summer. We're actually having a hotter summer.
That was a nice hot summer.
It was too hot.
No, it's good.
Fine if it's
hot.
Hot, but tell me it's hot. It's like 88 degrees, but they tell me it's 78 because they're trying to hide climate change from us. They don't want us to know.
Jeff, you want to comment on that?
Nope. I'm going to stay.
I don't either.
Steer way clear of this one.
I don't know if you guys know this.
We only have one Earth. Move along.
We only have one Earth. You got to take care of it.
Yep. Nope. Jeff, I'm good. Move along.
Wow, you guys are anti-Earth now?
No, pro-Earth. Pro-Earth.
Pro-Earth.
Yeah, love Earth.
Yep.
Let me get Ted in Brookfield quick, and then I'm actually going to call a respected reporter and talk baseball with her. All right, Ted, what's up?
Hey, Bart. Happy September.
Yeah, hey, Ryder man, Cup. You too. Okay.
Cool.
Ryder Cup up in Whistling Straits. It'll blow you away.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. I mean,
they planned this out since 2005, they named this.
Yes. This is the Goliath. I mean, this is a mountain up there. And I'm telling you, you know, the production is unbelievable. You know, it's bigger than the U.S. Open, actually. The stage that they have set up there, you know, for the teams to sit up there during the introductions and that type of thing, I mean, it's monstrous. It's bigger than a rock concert, for God's sake.
It's prestigious, Ted, but don't get carried away. They let me in there yesterday.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, the fun thing is, though, you know, the contrast between the Europeans and the Americans, that's what's so incredible. You know, the Americans, you know, everyone, of course, is multimillionaires. And of course, everybody on the European side is multimillionaires. But the thing of it is, the camaraderie, you know, like between the Europeans, it's like a fraternity there. Those guys, they get together. And when they see each other and stuff, it's, you know, they're just hugging and kissing. And everyone loves everyone. And on the other side, the Americans, I mean, these guys, you know, they're pretty staid and they're pretty in their own little shells. And I mean, you have a couple guys, you know, that are friends, like Justin Thomas and Steve. You know, they're good buddies and that type of stuff. But you don't have that collegial kind of feeling, like when we're watching, you know, the groups yesterday during the.
Well, that's because it's like real America. Everybody here hates each other, so the golf
well,
team
that's
just
right.
takes
that's,
on
that's
that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
And,
don't like
and
each
of course, with, of course, with well, you know, the political divides going on, that sort of exaggerates and.
Yeah, I can't even be pro-Earth around these two knuckleheads.
But you know, one of the cool things...
I said nothing.
You know, the old guard on the Ryder Cup team, you know, you got Sergio, and then you have Poulter, Ian Poulter, and then you have Lee Westwood. And of course, these guys are all in their 40s.
And, I know, it's crazy.
And their games are kind of ebbs and flows, even though... Like Sergio came on at the end of the season, and Lee Westwood, he was good early in the season. But it's kind of a conundrum that these guys even made the team.
Huge conundrum.
And, of course, Poulter, he's a funny guy.
Yeah,
But they're great. Right, yeah. They're great at this, in this Ryder Cup situation. I mean, they just win. They just win.
Go.
But the big deal is, like, 8 of the top 10 rankings – you know, of golf,
yeah.
It all
yeah.
falls in the U.S. Mm-hmm. pocket.
I know. Mean, and then they can't play together.
We blow them away.
I know.
But
what's your name?
Hey,
what's your name?
Ted. His name's Ted.
Ted, can you call back and be Bart's golf expert each morning?
Yeah, will
and give
you?
An update?
Every day.
Oh, sure.
Perfect. Yeah. Ted, thank you. Thank you, Ted.
Very good.
You're getting rid of Ted? Tim's getting rid of you.
But okay. The thing though is neat, and then of course you got Stricker.
Never won a major, but can be the Ryder Cup champion.
You got Patty Harrington. You know what Patty did yesterday?
Patrick Harrington.
Patty Harrington. He's the captain of Europe.
He was Joey Harrington's cousin.
Okay, what he did to psych up his European team? He gave them each a number. You know, there
sounds
one
like,
through, like
kindergarten.
140. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's only been 135, 140 players that have ever played in the Ryder Cup.
We do have to get to a guest, Ted, so I do have to let you go.
Okay, well, just real quick.
Well, call back on Friday with the Ryder Cup.
Well, then he compared it to, like, how many guys.
Thanks, Ted.
Oh, man. Made my day, Ted. Bart, Jeff, you just made my day. Now I know
pumped.
Now I know
I
the Brewers
hear
are going to win
that story.
Tonight.
Not,
I could
not
listen.
Like pissed.
I could
the
listen
interesting
to
interesting thing you had to say. I cut him off.
I could listen to that dude for an hour.
We love the Ryder Cup.
We just did.
All right, Tim. I do have a guest.
I'll see everyone tonight.
All right, bud. Bye. Tim. Bye. Tim Allen. On the Fan. I am interested in that story now. Maybe I'll look it up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.